This is Fresh Air. I'm David Bean Cooley. For his holiday gift suggestions for jazz fans this year, critic Kevin Whitehead recommends a couple of smaller CD box sets by veteran bebop musicians and some historical jazz on DVD.
Drummer Roy Haynes, 1961, with Stan Getz and strings. For six decades, Haynes has been a drummer of choice for jazz stars like Lester Young, Charlie Parker, Sarah Vaughan, Thelonious Monk, John Coltrane, and Pat Metheny. All of them appear on A Life and Time, The Roy Haynes Story, a new anthology spread over three CDs and a DVD. It's less a showcase for aggressive drumming than a reminder of how much great and good music Haynes contributed to as a team player between 1949 and 2006. That makes this the rare drummer's retrospective that may leave you wishing for more drum solos. He's that tasteful and creative. Roy Haynes did get a bit waylaid in the 1970s, unsure where to turn next. Trading in bebop's odd bass drum accents for disco's relentless thump proved not to be the answer. Happily, that phase didn't last, and Haynes went back to the bop-based music he still plays. The DVD includes a recent performance with his quartet, a vintage drum solo, and Haynes talking at length about his life and music. All in all, A Life and Time is a winner. So was another anthology devoted to a great veteran still going strong in his 80s, tenor saxophonist Von Freeman. But this set, two CDs and a DVD, starts in 1996 when Von was already 73. The best of Von Freeman on Premonition comes from the Chicago label that's made documenting this hometown hero a priority. There's plenty of bebop and blues, a couple of lovely unaccompanied tenor ballads, and fine support from pianists Richard Wyans and Jason Moran, drummer Jimmy Cobb, guitarist Mike Alamana, and others. The DVD includes a long public interview, worth it just for the 15 minutes Freeman spends talking about bandleader Sun Ra. There's also a hilarious verbal improvisation, Von making a few remarks in 2002 when a stretch of Chicago's East 75th Street was named for him. His comments include some pet licks and unexpected detours, kind of like a saxophone solo.
Because jazz music is not above anybody, but it does take some kind of brain to understand it. No, I don't mean to say it like that. It's that seems to be putting down somebody. But it does take a little musical intelligence. No, I don't mean to say that either. What I'm trying to say is that it takes a little caring about music that you might not understand. Thank you. I don't try to play over anyone's head. I don't try to say jazz is greater than any other music in the world, because I come up through all the music. I come up through ragtime, Dixieland, on the swing, on the bebop, on the free, on the avant-garde, and now nobody knows what I'm playing.
Thank you. Chicagoans would throw themselves on a hand grenade for Von Freeman. With this set, the rest of the world can know why. Of straight jazz DVDs this season, the obvious gift choices are the second batch in the Jazz Icons series. These concert and studio performances from the 50s and 60s were filmed or taped for European television, which features way more jazz than American TV has since the 50s. There isn't a loser in the bunch. Guitarist Wes Montgomery bounces off the rhythms of Dutch drummer Han Benink on one disc, and John Coltrane mixes it up with fellow saxophonist Eric Dolphy and Stan Getz on another. There's singer Sarah Vaughan in her late 50s, early 60s prime, and Dexter Gordon, Dave Brubeck, and Charles Mingus, all in fine form. If I had to choose one, it'd be Duke Ellington's orchestra, caught on a very good night at Amsterdam's Concertgebouw in 1958. But any of these shows should make a jazz fan's eyes light up like some kind of festive, decorated tree.
Kevin Whitehead teaches English and American Studies at the University of Kansas, and he's a jazz columnist for eMusic.com.